We are in the third week of the New Testament one. And this is the curriculum. Same syllabus, but this is the curriculum. God willing, by the grace of God, we will cover the subjects about the Holy Disciples, the Holy Apostles, and the Discipleship. The miracles in the four Gospels, the parables in the Synoptic Gospels. And I say it in the Synoptic Gospels because the Gospel of St. John has no parables. And the Transfiguration Feast, the journey of our Lord Jesus to Jerusalem for the crucifixion, in the Gospel of St. Luke from chapter 9 to chapter 19, last journey. And the second coming of our Lord Jesus, he talked about it in the Gospels. The Holy Week, resurrection, appearances, and the ascension of our Lord Jesus. So we start by the grace of God with the first one, the disciples. New Testament 1, part 3, third week. Yes? Now, 13. لا الدكتور إبراهيم علشان إحنا we cover preaching الوعظ فإحنا أخذنا thank God this time one week more.
Okay, one week more. So the next
time I'll start New Testament 2.
Okay.
But I go fast to finish this one, God willing. Disciples. A disciple is a follower, a student, someone learning. And this is very important subject in the Holy Scriptures and in monasticism. The discipleship. And we have 12 apostles. All the apostles, we can call them disciples. But not all the disciples can call them apostles. Because there is a time in the book of Acts that all Christians are called disciples. The 12 apostles are very special. We are taking a blessing to say their names with our tongues. And always in our Coptic Orthodox Church, we have their icons in every church in the iconostasis. They are looking for us and we look to follow them. Our Lord Jesus Christ called the 12 apostles. He didn't force it on them. They chose to follow him. And he chose them and with special characters. He didn't go to the temple to choose the 12 apostles or to call the Pharisees or the Sadducees. as St. Paul said it in 1 Corinthians, he chose the weak, because the strength is from God. We talked about chapters 10. Chapter John 10, our Lord is the Good Shepherd. And Matthew 10, the 12 apostles. Luke 10, the 70 disciples. God sent them to 70 nations. The 70 nations are mentioned in Genesis 10. What we are doing here in preaching, to say something very simple, mnemonics, it is hard to forget it. John 10, Matthew 10, Luke 10, Genesis 10, about shepherds, the good shepherd, the 12 apostles, the 70 disciples, and the 270 nations. The list of the names of the apostles, we should know it by heart. Matthew 10, Mark 3, Luke 6, Acts 1. So the list of the names of the holy apostles are mentioned 4 times in the New Testament. In Matthew 10, this is the first place to find the word apostle. The word was anciently used to signify a person commissioned by a king to negotiate any affair between him and any other power or people. Sometimes when you ask some people to say the names of the 12 apostles, they find it is hard for them to remember. But in the 4 lists, number 1 always Saint Peter. And the number 5 fixed also in the 4 lists, Saint Philip. And the number 9 always Saint James the Just. Saint James the Just. So we talked about the number 1, number 5, number 9. So each 4 apostles makes a group. Always they come after each other. The first 2 groups, it's changing in the place, but there is no change in names. The last group, there is a change in places and a change in names. The first group, Saint Peter and his brother, Saint Andrew. Saint John the Beloved and his brother, Saint James. Saint James the Elder, the son of Zebedee, the first one to be martyred from the holy apostles in the book of Acts, chapter 12. And is this, as we said before, we say it again and again, just informations, but always we have the ear to translate the informations to something applicable, something we can do, something beneficial. Here you will find everyone looking for his brother to bring him to the Lord. St. Peter more famous than St. Andrew. But St. Andrew, he is the one who brought St. Peter to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we can take the whole week to talk about the Zen. But we are talking very brief. The second group is St. Philip. And the one after him, St. Bartholomew. Some scholars, they say St. Bartholomew is Nathanael. Nathanael is mentioned only in the Gospel of St. John. First chapter and the last chapter. Chapter 1 and chapter 21. And in chapter 21, they mentioned Nathanael as one of the apostles. And St. Philip, he is the one who brings Nathanael. St. Matthew, Levon. Do you know his the name of his dad? Alphaeus. And St. Thomas. But you know, the list of the Holy Apostles is mentioned how many times? Four times. Every time they say Matthew. But in the Gospel of St. Matthew, he wrote his name, Matthew, the tax collector. Humility. He didn't forget what I was. The last group is St. James, the Less, the Just, the Bishop of Jerusalem, the cousin of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who wrote the epistle of James. And he is the one who concluded the council of the apostles when they gathered together. Where in the Bible? Acts chapter 15. And his brother has three names. Thaddeus, Jod, Lebaus. The one who wrote the epistle of Jod. Simon the Zealot, or Simon the Canaanite. For the Eastern Orthodox, some of them, they say Simon the Canaanite, he is the bridegroom in the wedding of Cana of Galilee. Canaanite, Cana. The Zealot, this is one of the groups of the Jews, like Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes. And St. Matthew, they choose him instead of Judas Iscariot. And they talked about the characters. This is the list in the four places. Number 1, number 5, and number 9. This is the list also. Number 1, number 5, and number 9. And this is the change of places. St. Matthew, when he wrote his name, after St. Thomas. And he wrote his name, Matthew the tax collector. Jod, Lebeos, Tetius. Chapter 10, 3, 6, and 1. This is the explanation, so we don't forget it. Calling, leaving, cleaving. Summary in three words. God called them. Leaving, to leave something. Even the sons of thunder, St. John and St. James, they left their father. And believing to come more closer to God. From the 12 apostles, there is a small circle, St. Peter, St. James, and St. John, attended three occasions. The only apostles attended three occasions. Raising the daughter of Jairus, transfiguration, and the prayer in Gethsemane. James, English form of Jacob. St. John and St. James, our Lord called them Boanerges in the Gospel of St. Mark, sons of thunders. St. John, St. James, they left their father in the boat. They followed our Lord Jesus Christ. This brief information about them. The names of the 70 disciples, actually they are 72. You can find their names in the Orthodox Study Bible. And His Grace Amba Matthäus, he wrote a book, small book about them. 72. God appointed them and descending them. Sure. Our Lord Jesus gives them instructions and they sent them in a small commission in Matthew 10 and Luke 10. But the great commission is in Matthew 28. The small commission, this only for Israel. Limited to Jews. Very focused. And this is, it doesn't come the full time for preaching for to the Gentiles. Our Lord Jesus Christ focused not to sell. It is not for money. This why gives them the instructions not to make a money making business, to bargain, not to move from house to house, provide neither gold nor silver nor cover in your money bills, no bag for your journey. Read it, Mina, please.
Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper nor money belts, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food.
Say it again. The list of the apostles you mentioned how many times?
Four times.
Four times. Who is number five? St. Philip, yeah. Number 9? St. James. We have 6 apostles. Each 2 are brothers. St. Peter and St. Andrew.
John
and James. St. James and Thaddeus, Jude, Lebeus. Now it becomes easy to mention their names by heart. St. Peter, St. Andrew, St. John, St. James, St. Philip, St. Bartholomew, St. Matthew, St. Thomas, St. James, the son of Alphaeus, the Just, and his brother, St. Jude, Lebeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Matthias instead of Judas Iscariot. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ gives them as instructions. Don't spend your lives making provision for self-support. You need to focus, not to be too much busy with other stuff. Not to care too much by extra coats or shoes. But not to make a fortune or lay up wealth. Read it, Mina, please. Sorry, Mina. Another Mina also. Don't go house to house. Of good character for preacher must be careful for his reputation. And lodge only with proper and reputable people. And they say shalom, peace. Peace be upon you. If your peace finds a shut instead of an open door in the heart of any household, take it back to yourself. Who know how to value it? And it will taste the sweeter to you for having been offered, even though rejected. And our Lord Jesus told them, say peace, and if they reject, tell them that the kingdom of God is at hand. Deliver the message. And shake the dust as a witness. We didn't take anything from you. Origen the scholar has a comment in the book of Genesis chapter 18 about what our father Abraham did when he received the 3 heavenly guests, God and the 2 angels. What did our father Abraham did? What did he do? He washed. So Origen said, they will not find the dust to shake it. And this is very significant. Even in our Egypt, the people are simple, but they know it. When we go to solve a problem or anything, and they don't listen, we stand and say, no, don't shake the dust. Sit, we will solve it. Can you share it? كده يقول لك لا أبونا ما راح تتنفض على لا. فكانت تتحل المشكلة. It has warnings. It has warnings and instructions. And what to do in persecution. Warning and instruction. Warning and instruction. Chapter 3. If you have any passage in the Bible And you divide it like this to make it easier. Easy to remember it. Always we say it, classification is the beginning of understanding. Our Lord said three conditions for discipleship and three parables. This is one of the Gospels of the Sunday's liturgies. How to become a disciple. Three conditions, three parables of discipleship. Luke 14, 25 to 35. 10 verses. In these 10 verses, our Lord said three parables, three conditions. To be ambassadors. سفراء عن المسيح. It is difficult, dangerous, send you as sheep among wolves. Dangerous. And you should have rules, discipline. Look 10. So we talked about Matthew 10. This Luke. Well, Luke 14, I will come back to it. Three conditions, three parables. And now, how to make a sermon. To put titles, very easy. It is easy to remember it. All of them here start with the letter D. Difficult. Dangerous. A discipline. So the people, when they go out from the church, still remember it. And don't make it like 12 titles. Do you remember when I told you about the preacher who has a sermon from 35 points? So someone tell his neighbor, walk me out in 34, please. قال له صحينا لما نوصل لأربعة وثلاثة. It was a difficult calling, dangerous. It required discipline. Alex.
The harvest really is great, but the laborers are few.
It will continue like this. And this just very brief verse, but it has a lot of meanings. It is a harvest. The one who does the harvest will take his reward. And don't forget the sower. And it is laborers. Hard. And they pray that the Lord of the harvest to send laborers. Difficult calling. Laborers. Workers, not viewers. If you leave the people in the congregation just viewers, do you know what they will do? Criticizing all the time. But let them, encourage them to use their gifts. لو واحد ساب الناس مجرد متفرجين يبقوا منتقدين. يشغل. Harvesting. It has a place for everybody. The joy of service. They returned back joyful. رجعوا فرحين. the joy of writing their names in the in heaven. The 12, the 70 disciples returned back joyful to our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord wants to correct them, but how to correct it nicely? To start with something good, and after that to correct. I think teacher لما بيجي يصلح ورقة يشجع الطالب في الأول وبعد كده يوري له إيه؟ يوري له الأخطاء. Don't start with what is wrong right away. St. John Chrysostom said this in his interpretation of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The church of Corinth had a lot of problems, but St. Paul started with something good first, calling them saints and encouraging them because of their faith, and after that correcting them. So when they returned joyful, our Lord Jesus Christ told them, you did amazing. I saw Satan falling. But don't rejoice that Satan submit to you. Rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. So to correct them. This is the joy of authority, discipleship. Peter, read please.
Then a certain scribe came and said to them, Peter, I will follow you wherever you go.
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the physician of the souls. He knows the intention. It seems good. Some people, they are seeking our Lord. But why? Because I told you about the motive, more important. So this one, he is looking like for a job. Is this why our Lord Jesus Christ answered him in this? And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. لسه عالب أو جرى أو طيور السماء أو قار أما ابن الإنسان فليس له أي ناس ندرس. Following Jesus is commitment, not a hobby, not a job, and a salary. Following our Lord Jesus is not always easy or comfortable. Often it means great cost, sacrifice. Don't look for just earthly rewards or security. Our Lord Jesus didn't have a place to call home. You may find that following Christ costs you popularity, friendship, leisure time, treasured habits. But while the cost of following Christ is high, the value of being Christ's disciple is even higher. Another one said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Our Lord called him and they said, let me bury my father. Our Lord told him what? Do you remember this child in Sunday school? Do you remember him? I brought him with me last time. One of the children in Sunday school, you show us that our children in Sunday school, they are very smart. don't believe in them or underestimate. He said, this man is not intelligent. So the servant told him, why you say this? So then he's standing before our Lord Jesus, and to tell him, Lord, let me first to go and bury my father, to tell him, raise him, and I follow you. So, and here is the critical word. First, to put someone or something first before God. Excuses, priorities. A poor excuse. Our Lord Jesus told him, let the dead to bury the other, because some people, they are dead spiritually. They bury people who are dead spiritually. Let me say this. We have two kinds of birth, two kinds of life, two kinds of death, two kinds of resurrection. Two kinds of birth, physical and the birth from baptism, second birth. Two kinds of life of this age and the age to come. Two kinds of death, physical and spiritual death. Two kinds of resurrection. The resurrection from sin and the general resurrection at the last day, both of them our Lord Jesus said it in the Gospel of St. John chapter 5. There's an hour and it is now. And he talked about the hour in the second coming. I said this as a sermon and funeral. Two kinds of birth, two kinds of life, two kinds of death, two kinds of resurrection. And what is more important, the physical birth or the spiritual one, the second birth? The life in this age or the life of the age to come, more important. I should to be aware and warning from and lamenting, mourning about the spiritual death or the physical death. And the resurrection. Who has one birth will die twice. Who has two births will die once. اللي يتولد مرة يموت مرتين. واللي يتولد مرتين يموت مرة. The father is not dead yet. This man, our Lord calling him, and they said, Lord, let me first to go and to bury my dad. His dad didn't die yet. It means that I will stay next to him till his death. And when at leisure I will come, I will become a disciple. So, excuses, priorities. The request to bury the father. Let me take care of all my affairs of my family and to come to you. Anyone placing the physical cares of this world ahead of a spiritual concern. Isn't that the same? Our Lord, it was a test. This man is attached. At that time, his friends might ridicule or oppose him. The disciples said, 3 conditions, 3 parables. The cost of discipleship. You should know the cost first. Willing, are you willing to pay the price? Third Sunday of Tut. Third Sunday of Hathor. And this is something interesting when you study the four Gospels. While we are studying the four Gospels, we are covering all the sermons of the Vespers and the liturgies in the whole year. So, the rash builder to build the tower. But he didn't sit to calculate, to plan rightly. The reasonable king, he has just 5,000 soldiers against 20,000. Said, no, no, no. We reconcile. We solve it in another way rather than war. And the useless salt, it has any benefits? No, just it's a throat. We are the salt of earth. If we lost the taste, we will be underfoot. The people will step on us. Yeah, go ahead, please.
How do you balance this against that if you sit and try to calculate everything, you really never going to be a disciple. You just have to go and accept whatever comes.
If you are willing to accept whatever comes, this calculates. No, this is wrong. We don't take the extreme on both sides. Because I know that you know very well that the virtue is the middle between two extremes. And if you are wanted to do it, and you are willing to sacrifice, and whatever the consequences, this calculate. But we ask God His wisdom to guide us. And to, is this Dr. Ibrahim, to make us to look ahead. And this is always the vision of the teacher, of the leader, looking for future and taking his disciples to this vision, to this goal. And this to show us that God is, he is not against the planning. Because it is too easier for me to say, Khali'alal. You hear it a lot. خلي على الله. ما نخلي على الله. So, wholehearted. Any attachment must not be allowed to stand in the way or any relationship. Christ be must always have the preeminence. Sit down. Figure out the cost. Look before you leave. Be sure to leave in the right direction. عارف الراجل اللي حط اللادر كده طلع كده للسلم للاخر بس الجي مش هي الوول اللي عايزها. Being a Christian is not a bed of roses. Demas, Judas were disciples. Complete self-denial so that one places himself, his time, his earthly position, his talents, etc., at the disposal of Christ. They should be union salt. So disciples, three parables, a tower, to build a tower. Calculate. A war, 5,000 against 20,000. The salt. Three conditions. Our Lord said three times, if you want to be my disciple, what to do? Hate your family. God is love. And he said, hate. This is not a hatred. But if you compare your love to your family, to your love to God is like a hatred. إذا أراد أحد أن لا يقدر أحد أن يكون لتلميذ إن لم يبغض. To carry your cross. زراد أحد أن يكون لي تلميذ يعمل إيه؟ Deny yourself. Carry your cross. Follow me daily. Third, to forsake. يترك. Three parables, three conditions. احنا قلنا كده يعني السيرمون ما يبقاش فيها points كتير. Three parables, three conditions. وبعد كده راح to remind himself طبيعة three parables, طبيعة three conditions. To hate, to carry, to forsake. This where? Luke 14. بيتكرر مرتين الإنجيل ده هو نفس الإنجيل تتوى هتور. فتوت مثلا خليك في الثري parables وفي هتور خليك في الثري conditions. تبقى قسمت الوقت كده ومش بتكرر نفسك. The salt, preservative, purifying, antiseptic, make people more thirsty to come and to drink more. Give flavor, So, we talked about the disciples and briefly the discipleship. This is a problematic, حاجة تانية different خالص. إزاي الناس بتبص الحاجة ومرات to look to the Bible and to say it superficially, this is contradiction. Abiathar. Abiathar is mentioned only in the Gospel of St. Mark in the New Testament. To the point some English translations, because they find this is a problem, they omitted his name. في ناس ما عرفوش يحلوا الموضوع ده لدرجة ان شالوا اسم الراجل ده من انجيل معلمنا مرقص لانه عامل مشكلة. عشان our Lord Jesus said, do you remember when David the king take the bread, the show bread from the high priest Abiathar? عشان David took it from Ahimelech in 1 Samuel. It is too easy. مرات احنا عشان ميدل ايسترن الموضوع بالنسبة لنا ايزي. يعني مرات ايه؟ مرات ناس ممكن ياخد بي اتش دي في التايتلز اوف ذا سامز وعايزه ريسيرش يقول لك عن حمامة البكمان اصله كان فيها حمامة واصيبت بمرض وحصل لها ديجيت اخد بالك؟ لكن لما انا اجي اقول لك ايه بيتر الترنيمه دي على يا سائح للقاء يسوع محتاج اشرحها. على فكره اللحن ده ادريبي ده شامي الموضوع كده ايه التاني يقعد يضرب خمس فازدات هو يلا أدريب ده أصلا كان في واحد اسمه أدريب ويشوف العكاية يعني ما يلبس يرتير من مين. This is in the Gospel of St. Mark. It is mentioned in the Gospel of St. Matthew. It is mentioned in the Gospel of St. Luke. But both in Matthew and Luke, they didn't mention the name. Only in the Gospel of St. Mark. Which it means that Mark is not the abbreviation of Matthew.
Yeah.
First of all, I told you about it before. Ahimelech. Ahimelech. عشان أنا عايز حاجة أفتكرها. فعندي أبي مالك وأهي مالك وآلي مالك. أبي مالك. Genesis. With our father and Isaac. Because الراجل ده لما تشوف كده مع ابونا ابراهيم ومع اسحاق تقول ده عمره طويل جدا. It is a title يعني. It is not a name. إلي مالك. إلي مالك. Yes. Naomi's husband. Naomi's husband, Book of Ruth. Ahimelech, a high priest, 1 Samuel. So it is in Mark 2, Matthew, and Luke, انا عايز حاجة دايما تخلينا انا تريمبرت. فماثيو ايه اقلبها يبقى 21 فرست لساني فرست لساني 21 اهو فجاد داود نادو الى نوب الى اخي مالك. بس it is not a problem at all. اخي مالك is the father of ABSR. فعشان ياخد البريد مش هياخد البريد هو كله لوحده كده يروح يقدم لداود. فمين اللي اخدوه؟ هو وابنه. فلو قلت ABSR give it to David it is right. اهي مالك it is right. And also for the scrolls for the Jews, each scroll has a title. فالتايتل بتاع السكرول ده كله اسمه ابيسار. If our Lord said ابيسار gave to David and he is not, the Pharisees and the scribes standing around him, they will tell him, no, you are wrong. But they didn't comment because they know that it is right. إيه اللي أنا بقوله ده؟ This example for people to bring something from the Bible in certain places and to say is this contradiction? And it is not. They looked with superficial. Abi Malik was from first bronze. Was Jesus mistaken? God forbid. Surely the Pharisees would have caught the error. The attempts بتاع الويستر to solve the problem قالك لا ده خير قالك confusion the Hebrew text. حصلت لخبطة. Maybe a copyist glass. ده غلطة من اللي بينقلوا. عارفين الكتاب المرة قلت لكم عن hard sayings of the Bible؟ أجاك ما نعرفش احنا حلها. يا وهو أهي مالك وكل الأسرة دي قتلهم شاول. The scroll titles is Ebiasar. Some Western translations omitted the name. You feel like it is giving the name to a tribe. Mention Beth-El laws. The father Ahimelech and the son is Ebiasar were both present when David came to Nob. And the boys give the bread to David. Some afterwards, the father was killed with 85 priests were slain. حاجة تانية خلتنا نعرف إن دي in Mark 2, in Matthew 12, in Luke 6, ورجعتنا في 1 Corinthians 21 وفرق مدلبي يقعد يقلب في البيت. Yes. Sorry?
While we're on this subject, Zechariah, the son of
Berechiah,
are you
going to
talk about that?
Yeah, I will. But see, it has. Let me say it. Has many attempts. قال لك هو زكريا is the father of Saint John the Baptist.
Yeah,
and this is in the Synaxaria.
Yeah. Well, it's in one of the Synaxaria.
Yeah.
And the other Zechariah says it's him.
Yeah.
It says it's both of them.
وفي زكريا son of Barakiah, the prophet who wrote the book of Zechariah. And it is not acceptable because they were recently returned back from the exile and they didn't finish the temple yet. encouraging Gizem to build it, how he was martyred between the altar and the holy place. الحاجة الثانية, it was not mentioned that he was a martyr. But there is another one in Second Chronicles. This is Zechariah. But his name, it is not the name of his father, it is not Barakai. But they said that, as you know, for the Hebrews, many people they have more than one name. And why our Lord Jesus Christ said from Abel to Zechariah, son of Barakiah? Because Second Chronicles is the last book in the Old Testament for the Hebrews, so from the first book to the last book. And he was martyred actually in the temple. It is mentioned in the Bible.
He was the last person to be martyred.
Yeah. حد تاني في Zechariah after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is mentioned by Josephus. But he wasn't a holy one. And he died during the destruction of Jerusalem. And he was wicked. Because some people, they say this as an option. That our Lord is talking about someone is coming.
In the book of Chronicles,
is there two Zechariah? But see, then in the middle, I believe chapter 18, ولا حاجة, the one who is martyred in the temple.
Okay. But that's different than the other Zechariah, right?
Yes. Yes.
But they did different things.
Yes.
Okay.
And different times.
Yeah.
So, disciples and discipleship. And we talked about Abiathar and Ahimelech, the miracles. The parables are miracles for preaching. And the miracles are parables of mercy. المعجزات الأمثال معجزات الكلمة والمعجزات أمثال الرحمة. مرات to say something كده عشان تخلي people to remember it. انت when you look to any parable of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is like a miracle. والميراكلز دي مجرد examples عينة لرحمة ربنا. How to cover the miracles? يقول لك في healing miracles. The son of the servant of the king, John 4, mentioned only. Do you remember when we did a comparison between healing the servant of the centurion and healing the son of the servant of the king, Luke 7 and John 4. Possessed man. The St. Peter's mother-in-law. Synoptics. Many at sunset. The man who had leprosy, the paralytic man, the man at Bethsaida, the paralytic man, ده اللي هما descending from the roof, Saint John mentioning the miracles for certain significance, and he didn't repeat too much what is mentioned already. The withered hand, اليد اليابس, crowd in Galilee, فيو النازرات, the Gentile's daughter, the Canaanite woman, the deaf man, multitudes, epileptic boy. This after the transfiguration, same chapter, Matthew 17. عشان مش مجرد كده table, ولكن Do you remember when I told you about Uzziah the king? 2 Kings chapter 26. The book of Isaiah chapter 6. Uzziah, the one who was a king and he wants to be a priest, and he entered the holy place. St. John Chrysostom, he did a connection between the story of Uzziah the king with this boy. The holy apostles couldn't cast out the demon. Our Lord, دي فيها حاجات لما نجيلها فيها حاجات amazing. تسمع طبعا عن رافائيل سانزيو. The artist is a painter in Italy. He did it amazing. عنده صورة كده رسمها. قسمها نصين. الجزء الفوقاني transfiguration in the mouth. الجزء التحتاني الولد دوت والشيطان معذبه. فبيقول لك دي فيها اللايت ودي فيها الداركنس. بيقول لك شوف الحال مع ربنا والحال بعيد عن ربنا. الحال فوق الجبل والحال تحت في العالم. قال ابنه معذب، مرة يرميه في المية ومرة يرميه في النار. وجبت تلاميذكم قدرش يخرجوه. فسان جون كريزستون بيقولي أوزايا ما دخلوا أوزا the priest, the high priest was 80 priests ما قدرش يخرجوه. زي ما التلاميذ ما قدرش يخرجوا شوفوا. فربنا قال طب هات نخرج منه. He did same with Uzziah the king. قال انتم مش قادرين تخرجوا طب هات نخرجوا. فازاي تشيرش فاذرز كان يعمل كونكشن؟ اول ما تيجي قدامه موضوع أوزايا ذا كينج ده على طول يجي في باله اخراج الشيطان. ده سان جون كريزستوم هي هاز 6 سيرمونز ان ايزايا 6. 1 سيرمون في فيرست فيرس at the year of the death of Uzziah. خد فيها سيرمون في سنة وفاة عزية رأيت السيد الرب. خد فيها سيرمون وقال فيها principles. قال when I have something and I look for something it is not mine I will not get it and I will lose what I have. أنا عندي حاجة ببص الحاجة مش بتاعتي، الحاجة اللي مش بتاعتي مش هاخدها، والحاجة اللي عندي هتضيع مني. And this على طول that remind me أنا عايز to read about the transfiguration. أقول لك ما على طول هي واحدة قبليها. Blind man. The here is the man born blind. Sorry, this is the man born blind. John 9. Blind, dumb man. Blind man at Bethesda. احنا just talking about the titles. The levers. دول اللي هم اللي كانوا 10 and the Samaritan he is the only one to return back and to give thanks. Crowds in Judea. Bartimaeus son of Timaeus. Many in Jerusalem. Heir of Malchus. Who is Malchus? After Isaacan, the servant of the high priest. During the arrestment of our Lord Jesus Christ, the centurion's servant. اللي عملنا comparison between him and the son of the servant of the king in John 4. Water turned into wine, calming the storm. So, to know the story and the circumstances and what is it, what its effect on the people. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He did miracles when people asked Him, and He did miracles without people asking Him. And He did miracles when someone asking for someone else. يقول يشفي المرض بكلمته بلمسته ومن بعد just by his word, by his touch, and even remotely. And when I say this, you can in your mind to think about examples like his touch. What is the example of his touch? The lady with hemorrhage. He had a hemorrhage for how long? 12 years. Because the same chapter, our Lord is going to raise the daughter of, how old was she? 12 years old. And on Sabbath. How to think about the miracles allegorical. And this is a sermon by itself. The man with withered hand, it is same with the sinner who doesn't do good. The blind man, the one who doesn't see the works of God. The one who doesn't see his sins. The one he is mute. This one is doesn't praise God. The paralytic who doesn't walk in the way of life. The deaf. The one who doesn't hear the word of God. Raising the dead. But briefly, there is 5 characters of the miracles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Meet a need. It was not just a show off. When they asked him about a miracle, did he do it? He said, a wicked generation asking for a sign, and there is no sign given to them except as the sign of Jonah. Even Herod and Antipas asked him, do us a miracle. So, meet a need, and we're complete. Every miracle, we're complete. Immediate. يعني ما يعملش معجزة. يعني مثلا مش هيأكل 5,000 بس مش بعوش. لو لا. طب خلينا نوكل 4,000 منهم. أو مثلا واحد عاجز بس اخليه يمشي كده مش عارف يمشي كويس يعني بس هاي يتعكز وخلاص. Perfect. This is what we mean about complete. ده حتى calming the sea قال لك when they accepted him in the boat مش الريح سكتت بس، قال لك في الحال وصلوا الشط and immediate، يعني مش مثلا طب لبكرة، that turning the water into wine، زي حطوا الماء كده حتى من غير ما يتكلم ولا حاجة، قال لهم طب قدموا immediate. Number four, demonstrate confirmed. يخلي paralytic man in the Gospel of St. John chapter 5 not just to be healed but to carry his bed. يقول لهم ادوا the master of the wedding turning the water into wine. Was this amazing? Confirmed. Number five, served a purpose. The purpose is more spiritual. These are examples, the miracles, for something for us. The one who turns the water into wine, he is the same one who changed the wine into his blood. The one who created eyes for the man born blind from water, he is the same one gives us new creation from the water and the spirit in baptism. The one who did this, the one who does it now. فدي examples for us. The one who raised Lazarus is same who rose from the dead. Physical illness. One fifth of the Gospels is devoted to the topic of healing. Our Lord heals us physically, psychologically, and more important, spiritually. So healing to be whole, illness, في periodic وفي long lasting, chronic. And to make us to recognize our limitations. The sickness. Sickness inhibits our activities to slow us down. Makes life more difficult. اللي انت to make it easy اي حد مننا يطلع كده اي سلالم اي طب حد تعبان يقول تقدرش. We started to ask hard, largely unanswerable questions like, why me? Then we face this all the time. Why me? Why is this happening now? Often the sickness is accompanied by anger, discouragement, loneliness, hopelessness, bitterness and confusion. Most of us try to avoid thoughts of illness, even ignore symptoms. It becomes more difficult to tolerate or accept sickness. And glory be to God forever. Amen.